The long and rich history of the Seneca Nation of Indians is on display at a new 33,000-square-foot, $14 million museum and cultural center in western New York. The Seneca Iroquois National Museum is on the Allegheny Reservation in Salamanca and is a new and expanded version of the first museum built 41 years ago. The museum's director, David George Shango Jr., says the tribe is recognized as establishing the first democracy in the Western Hemisphere in 1100 A.D.
The place that we live in, we call it Ohio. In English, you call it Ohio. That's where Ohio comes from. But in our language, it's a beautiful river. We've given up pieces of land, but where we live, we've always lived here. No one really put us here. So that's why they used to call it a reservation. We reserved it for ourselves. So we've had many different relationships with the United States. And one of the things we help with them is like democracy and how the Constitution is done. I know everyone usually in the United States knows about the Boston Tea Party and that the non-natives got dressed up as natives. Do you know why? Elizabeth Tucker, she's an anthropologist. She theorized that they were making a political statement that they had seen freedom that we had in our system that they didn't have in Europe, and so they wanted to be free like we are. And so that's why they dressed up as natives.
What are some of the artifacts that are included? I know you said there's 300 hours worth, but what are some of the most important, you think, in the collection?
We have the corn planter wampum belt. We have wampum belts. We have a pot that's from 600 A.D. We have like 11,000 items. But the current museum, we are looking at repatriating a lot of things back into the collection. And so we've already talked with the State Museum. They just got the corn planter peace pipe hatchet. And so in January, it looks like it's going to come back to us, and then we'll house it. Like I said, we made the building so it would withstand any scrutiny. We looked at what the Smithsonian has requirements for, like treaties. And so we could house those without any problems. Some of the other things that are important is Cornell, Kurt Jordan, he just did two sites, the Towny Reed and White Springs, and that's more in the 1700s, those communities were. It's real interesting from my perspective because it's supposed to be a time when my ancestors were poor and these communities were quite well off, and so it doesn't really fit the time period, so it goes against the time period. And so we're getting that collection back from him when they're done with the site. And one of the interesting parts, I think, is some of the rum bottles that they had, jugs that they had gotten from the French. My ancestors took that glass and started working with them and making it into jewelry. So until that, I had no idea that we had any history of reproducing glass.
What is meant by the keepers of the Western Door? The Senecas have been known as the keepers of the Western Door.
So when the great peacemaker came a long time ago, he made us into a confederacy. Some people call us Iroquois, but in our own language, we call ourselves Haudenosaunee, meaning people of the longhouse. And so symbolically, spiritually, we all live in one big house, and so the sky is the ceiling, the ground is the floor. But in longhouses, they face east and west, and so in order to get into the longhouse, we were the door. And then on the western side, and then the Mohawks were the door on the eastern side. And so even to this day, when we talk about ourselves, we say keeper of the western door.
David George Shango Jr. is the director of the Seneca Iroquois Museum and Cultural Center in Salamanca, New York.